So I guess then it sounds like it'd be the same kind of decision in terms of between abiraterone and enzalutamide as it would be in the castrate-resistant situation based on
Other factors.
other factors. But the big question that's already been out there for a while is docetaxel versus one of those two. So, and then where the other issue is going to be, are we going to end up landing on both?
Both are distinctly possible. So the first question, is it docetaxel or abi? We'll phrase the question that way. Patient and physician acceptance of abi pred is just easier than for chemotherapy, certainly in my practice or in United States-based practice where you have options and there's reimbursement for those drugs. There are countries in the world where, abiraterone in hormone-sensitive metastatic disease is not an option. It's not reimbursed. So that's a different conversation there.
In terms of duration, though, it's indefinite until progression or toxicity.
So yeah, in Latitude and in one of the Stampede RMG, the abi was continued until progression. But recognizing that in Latitude, where you have a high-risk patient population, that expected time to progression is not all that long in either the control group or even with, the improved outcome with abi. But it is substantially longer, sort of 1.5 to 2 year range than you'd expect of treatment duration than you get with docetaxel, which would be 6 months of therapy. So the advantage of docetaxel might arguably you're sort of over and done earlier, but it's at a greater cost of side effects.
Yeah, when I first heard people say that there were patients who preferred docetaxel, I was like, really? And then people would say, yeah, there are people who just want to get it over with. I'm like, really? Docetaxel? I don't know. I mean, do you tell me, really? Do you see patients like that?
I saw one today whose decision was really financial because he had very poor outpatient prescription
Yeah, well, that's a
coverage. And
different
so he made
story. That's
it
a
is.
different
He made the
story.
financial calculation. Although I do have to say, seeing him today in cycle four, I did wonder whether he regretted that decision.
Wow, really?
Yeah, well, as to your point, I mean, docetaxel has side effects.
Well, so you had this patient took the docetaxel for financial reasons and
Yeah.
is having toxicity.
Well, I mean, expected toxicity,
Yeah, I mean, the usual, yeah, docetaxel
Nothing
is.
unusual, just the expected side effects.
Wow.
But the second question you posed is, should we be giving them both? And by both, I would take that to mean sequential therapy. So
Right,
docetaxel followed by the
maintenance.
other one or
Right.
potentially in combination. But those are questions we're going to sort of getting a little bit of information, even from ARCHES, where some of the patients received docetaxel. But it'll be formally addressed in the ARASENS trial, which is a randomized controlled trial of ADT docetaxel plus or minus darolutamide, the same drug studied in ARAMIS, with the primary outcome of overall survival. So when the data for that study is fully accrued and when the data mature, we'll have clear information about whether there is a benefit to adding potent anti-androgen to docetaxel in the hormone-sensitive metastatic setting.